When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, we were sitting around yesterday and I saw that quote and I showed it to her and I was like, I'm the same way. I would do the same thing. Yeah. I mean, that's how much I love the game, but it's the way that I was raised. I mean, I was raised around my grandparents, my grandfather, his brother. They played a combined 36 years of professional baseball. And it was just, that's the way you played then. That's the way Pete Rose played, you know, from the 60s to the mid 80s when he decided to hang it up. That's the way Craig Biggio played, who's my childhood hero.
Sure.
And that's the only way that I knew. And I thought if you weren't talented, you had to play that way just to get by.
Well, here's the audio that Sean brought to the table, and this is really good stuff, man. Again, Pete Rose on the Dan Le Batard show from this past July. This is it just recently, for whatever reason, just now aired. It wasn't heard until today. So this is, again, Pete Rose, all-time great, man.
In the future, several decades from now, let's say Major League Baseball then makes the decision after Pete Rose is long gone to enshrine him in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. How would you feel about that?
Well, that would, to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to go in the Hall of Fame because I think the Hall of Fame, okay, and don't get me wrong, the Hall of Fame is for two things. It's one for the player and it's three things. His family, okay, his fans, and his teammates and everything that was everybody who was associated with.
That's more
than three. It don't help me when I'm 6 feet under. How in the hell is that going to help anybody? I mean, I still go out today. I'll go out and try to sell the game of baseball, and I'm not even in the game of baseball. But you guys will agree, my name is synonymous with the game of baseball. I have all the records. You know, and that's all baseball is a statistic. It's all about statistics. All you guys on TV talk about how many home runs you got, how many RBIs you got, how many runs you got, how many gold gloves you win, how many MVPs you win, you know, how many World Series you play in. Those are all questions that I can answer with no hesitation at all.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
There you go, Rob.
I don't want to take away from Pete's comments, but whoever the kid was said that's more than three, somebody need to slap his ass.
I thought the same exact thing when I heard it.
I didn't know what that was at first.
I
thought that when we were listening to it before the show, I thought that was one of us. That was somebody like that's got missed. Like whoever the hell, like, because it was four, right? The player, his teammate, his family. It ended up being four things. whoever that person is, somebody's just slapped the piss out of him.
Yeah. That was a punk thing to do.
Let me just add a little bit more context.
Absolutely.
I thought those comments from Pete Rose, and again, a reminder, those comments you just heard from Pete Rose on the Dan Le Batard show, never before aired until today. Never before heard until today. That was done in July of this year. And he said, You just heard him right there. I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame. As recently as 2022, each and every single year he could, Pete Rose applied for reinstatement. Up until 2022. So something occurred to him, something dawned on him between whatever time of the year in 2022 he last applied for reinstatement and was obviously denied. He made the decision, or had gotten so frustrated and just threw his hands up because of whatever reason. And he kind of explained to you there, because it's been in his mind and his explanation made all about statistics.
Yeah, that's a great no, Bajani.
But I don't want to talk about, you know, a guy after his death. I just always have contended that after he had been banned for life, I thought he had opportunities to get back in the good graces of Major League Baseball and commissioners by actually being a great ambassador to the game, which he was not up until here in the last 15 years when he started doing more and more TV and analyst work. When he started signing baseballs like "I shot Bin Laden," "I did that," and he started kind of making a mockery of his final admission, finally admitting, at least to the degree that he felt comfortable.
Yeah.
To betting on baseball. When he started making a mockery of that, I never thought that it was going to happen in his lifetime.
Here's the deal. Here's when it should have happened is the moment, and I don't know how recent. I mean, I know it's been recent, but I don't have the date, the timestamp. But it's when betting and the all pro sports started making money on these with the MGM Grand and all these different DraftKings and all these different and they loosened the cuffs, if you will, on that is when they should have changed their song and dance. It's just like college football, right? When all of a sudden NIL and transfer portal became a thing, what'd they do to Reg? They gave Reggie Bush what they gave his damn Heisman trophy back to him, right? Same concept is once that the playing field or the atmosphere around baseball changed, I think they should have shifted gears. But nonetheless, Pete Rose, rest in peace, my man. Mad respect for how you played the game.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.